Barry DePlissy coming to you from the Cigar Coop Coalition's continued excellent coverage of PCA 2024. I'm sitting here with none other than Nerka Reyes of De Los Reyes. Nerka, how are you doing,
I'm great. And you, Ver?
I'm doing fantastic. Welcome back. We missed you last year. It's so exciting to have you here.
I missed being here, but you know, like, I was doing the most important job in the world. I'm a mom now.
Absolutely.
But I'm happy to be back. I missed everyone.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's changed the most for you? What do you love most about being a mom?
I don't know. It's changed me completely. It's given me more purpose. Actually, now I think that I'm more effective working than I was before, because now I want to spend more time with my baby. So everything that I have to do, it has to be well thought. You know, I'm very committed to improving. And there's a lot of work, because since I wasn't there for a couple, almost 2 years between pregnancy and so on, there was a lot of lines that were stopped. So we're coming this year with a lot of new lines. So motherhood has definitely changed me, I think, for the better, I think. I hope.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot. I mean, you always had a wonderful glow about you. I think this company always breathes amazing life into you. But I can see the change. And I think motherhood looks great on you.
Thank you.
So congratulations again.
Well, some more peace. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think so. But it's still great. Fantastic energy.
Thank you.
So you mentioned new products. So let's talk about it. So Don Julio was a premier brand for you for a long time. And you've got two new offerings here that were right here in front of us. So talk to us a little bit about these two projects from the Don Julio brand.
Okay, so first, you know, the Don Julio, it's like a celebration cigar. It's a cigar that honors the third generation of my family. So we've always taken very close attention to it. From the choosing of the seeds, to the processing of the tobacco, to the blending process. And we will try to bring something that is unique. So this year, we have two new things there. Not products, because we don't make products. We make reasons to enjoy life.
Oh.
It's a different thing.
So reasons to enjoy life. Okay, this is a new one. Man. Okay, find your own saga. Reasons to enjoy life. I love it.
Don Julio, we have a limited edition with the Year of the Dragon. It's a celebration from Don Julio of the Year of the Dragon. It's a beautiful blend that it has Dominican tobacco on the inside and an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. We're not disclosing a little bit about the tobacco because there's some mystique behind the blending of the Don Julio.
Okay.
And we want people to actually know it. This particular cigar, I have to say that it's amazing. We pre-launched it at Pro Cigar Festival.
Okay.
And we auctioned a humidor. And it sold for $65,000.
Oh,
so I think it is a very unique cigar that we have on this blend for the Year of the Dragon. It's a limited edition, and we're... Each year, it's going to be different with the Chinese Zodiac. And we made the introduction casually because for some reason, I was born in the Year of the Dragon. So all the elements align.
Everything's coming together.
And then we have the Don Julio Sangle, which, if you know, the traditional Don Julio is Punta Espada. This is a new line of the Don Julio, which is Sangle, which is more about if the... Punta Espada was about Dominican tobacco and heritage of my great-grandfather. This is about the nobility of the tobacco. It's a Dominican puro. Every single tobacco comes from my family fields. It comes in very interesting facings.
Okay.
For example, this one that we have here, we call it the P-squared because it's a perfecto prensado.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a perfecto, but it's pressed by mold, not by box. And it's a very unique shape. And everything that we did with this particular blend was to talk about the uniqueness and the nobility of tobacco once you process it in a fantastic
way. Can I pull one out?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so this is, like you said, it's a very unique shape. So that perfecto prensado, that's beautiful. And that wrapper is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I love the blue. It pops. I think that's one of the things that I really love about De Los Reyes is the use of color in your brand. I mean, the cigars, the tobacco, that's part of your family, and that's always going to be great. But the way that you showcase your brands and the care and attention that you put into it, I've always loved the colors. I've always loved the way that you've done it. So, you know, and with every project that you work on, sometimes there's changes that have to be made. And, you know, that's got to be frustrating. That's got to be challenging, but it also ends up being something more beautiful sometimes, or even just as beautiful. And You know, the blend number 7 was such a staple for so many years for you. I always characterized it when I talked to people about it. And when I was a retailer, I was selling it. And I was like, I'm usually really good with words, and I'm usually really good at describing cigars and nuances and flavor notes. And I've always been able to do that really well. But the number 7 always got me. And I said, I can't really tell you how the cigar tastes. I just need you to understand that this is just a great cigar and you need to smoke it. And I could never find the correct adjectives to describe it. And so the blend number 7 is getting a little bit of a makeup, unfortunately, for the old fans. But doesn't mean you can't become a new fan. Talk to us a little bit about some of these changes.
So look, about these changes, as everyone knows, like, we try to tweak year by year because crops do change.
Of course.
The blends. But with the blend number 7, we were unable to recreate the blend. And I believe that we are a very honest company. We actually do what we say. There's no marketing approach behind things that we say or how we sell our cigars. And we couldn't recreate it. So we thought that it would be, like, unjust to sell a cigar that it's not the blend number 7 and tell you that it's the blend number 7 and sell it as if. So what we did is we blended something new that in some way resembles the spirit of the original blend number 7. It's a medium-bodied, full-flavored cigar, Habano seeds. You know, we respected the idea of the blend, but it's a new thing. It's completely new. And we even changed the color of the bands because we don't want to tell you. We kept it named blend number 7.
Oh, look at that darker blue, yeah, almost purple. Purple. Okay.
We changed the color of the band just to tell everyone to give it a new opportunity. It's a new cigar, but it respects a lot what the blend number 7 was
that.
All about.
Love that.
We even kept the same sizes, but we wanted to tell this story because truly I would have felt horrible if I would have kept the line saying that it's the same and it's not.
You know, I mean, from a cigar fan perspective, and I know a lot of the people that will be watching this video will really appreciate that. There are a lot of people, unfortunately, and, you know, we're not going to sit here and name names or anything, but it is unfortunate because a lot of people do that. They try to pass a cigar off because they for one reason or another. But that honesty and transparency always rings true. And whenever you're honest about something and honest about your work, it really calls attention to, again, what we loved in the past, but what we can also appreciate in the future. Like you said, we honor the blend number 7 because of the importance that it was, that it is, and as to the De Los Reyes name, but it doesn't mean that we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
It's a new hello, and that's great.
And you know, like, and for me now, it's more personal because I know it now that I'm a mom. We always say that this generation, like, I'm not going to do something that the next generation, it's going to be, you know, like, that wasn't okay, you know? Mm-hmm. And I need to uphold to the values. And at the end of the day, we just don't make cigars because it's a business. It's something that we're passionate about. My family's been in its 6th generation. I want the 7th to come. Mm-hmm. And to see that what we did, that what we're doing, it's honorable and represents what my family has always been about.
Tremendous. The next generation is coming. It'll, in a blink of an eye, my kids are 8 and 4. Just yesterday, I feel like they were born. So I get it. I do. I understand it. But
mine turned 1 on Thursday, so it was birthday party and flying to Vegas.
Oh, there we go. Well, I'm glad you got to do it. I got to be there for their birthday. So it's just, time flies.
It does.
And so thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate it. And the greatest new coming. When can these be on? When will they be on shelves?
Next month.
Beautiful. All righty. Get excited. The best and latest and greatest from De Los Reyes, Nerke Reyes of De Los Reyes, everybody. We'll see you soon.